goat seasons briefing and public hearing, and thus far I have no comment sheets on public hearing, so.
All right, so we've got WACs 220, 415, 070, 415, 120, and 415, 130, and they cover our moose, bighorn sheep, and mountain goat seasons and permit quotas. So again, as I mentioned, for all three, we added, we'll start with moose, but added language clarifying that even if you draw two moose permits, you still only get to shoot one moose. And we have very minor changes in moose permit numbers this year. So that map shows all of our moose hunt areas. The only recommendations are associated with the Mount Spokane. Are you guys not seeing? Oh, there we go. Mount Spokane North Moose Area 2, Mount Spokane South Moose Area 1, and GMU 127. And all these recommendations are based off of our survey results and very minor reductions. So Spokane West increased the number of bull permits from 1 to 2, reduced the antlerless permits, and the South Mount Spokane South B, Mount Spokane North B, and Mica Peak from 4 to 2. And that was based on the surveys that indicated they saw less moose in general, but the calf-cow ratio was also a little lower. And so that's our moose recommendations. Central themes of the comments were related to predator management and reducing or eliminating antlerless opportunities for moose. But overall, 59% of respondents agreed with the proposal and only 10% opposed. You have any questions on the moose?
Seeing none.
Okay, we'll move to bighorn sheep. So bighorn sheep, again, there's the language clarifying you only get one bighorn sheep. We have a very minor change in ram permit numbers this year. We proposed several changes to permits in the Yakima Canyon herd for use in juvenile rams. So ram permits, the Vulcan Mountain, we went from 1 to 0. We just started offering that permit, that hunt in 2018. It's a collaborative effort agreement with the Colville Tribe. So we alternate. This year they get to take a ram. The next year we get to take a ram. This is our off year, which is why the permit was removed. In the Sela Butte, Umtanum, and Clement Mountains, Sela Butte, Umtanum, reduced by one permit, and then Clement Mountain reduced the increased the number of permits by one from 4 to 5. So the ewe and juvenile ram permits, ewe permits in the Lincoln Cliffs ute subunit of the Lincoln Cliffs herd, based on what they saw during their surveys, they pulled that ewe permit. And then we have several changes for the Yakima Canyon herd. So that herd has pneumonia, and Rich, I think, presented, I think it was last year, so we wanted to implement a test and cull management approach that has shown success in a lot of places, including Hell's Canyon, but other places, to eradicate pneumonia. The problem with the Yakima Canyon herd was that it was too large, so the places that they have shown success, they're dealing with a much smaller bighorn sheep herd, so the management direction was, let's bring that herd down to a level where we think that that management strategy would be effective. They initiated those efforts last year, and we saw these new permit opportunities that were created for if you drew the permit, you could shoot a ewe or a juvenile ram. It was also beneficial to get the juvenile rams because they're the ones most likely to disperse, spread the disease. I don't know that anybody predicted this, but all of the hunters shot rams instead of ewes, and we even had some hunters that were shooting rams 4 to 5 years old. You know, right on that point of in the field, can you really tell if that's an adult or, you know, a young ram full curl? So the adjustments that we're making in response to that is to make basically ewe permits and juvenile ram permits. And so you see all these adjustments to the permits that were good for an adult ewe or a juvenile ram. A lot of the permit numbers stay the same because we didn't even come close to hitting our target for what we wanted for ewe harvest. And then We've pulled out the juvenile ram permits, and those are much lower. We don't feel like we have a lot more juvenile rams that we need to take. And so that's the big change you're seeing with bighorn sheep. So public comment, we have 56% support, 7% opposed. There was no identifiable theme associated with the comments that we received on the proposal.
Excuse me, just Commissioner Thorburn.
Didn't we find Moby and Vulcan Mountain?
So, the Vulcan and the St. Lahican, I think. Yep.
Those are smaller herds. Do we want to start the cull now, working with our co-manager partners?
So I've got a lot of work to do to get up to speed where Rich was at on that. I know what they were doing up there was they were waiting and watching because it was primarily just affecting the ram population. I know that the biologist wanted to get up and do a survey this year to see if they could, you know, what's that population doing? Are we seeing sheep that are coughing? But the weather didn't cooperate. So even though I contributed the funds to go do that, they weren't able to do that. So I think we're going to reassess this summer and check in on that.
Yeah, I maybe have a little bit more background. Yeah, I think where Rich was is maybe letting it run its course first and then see where things level out. And the Yakima herd, it has run its course and it's leveled out, and that's why we're doing that and said that we're waiting. Those detections have only been a year or two away. So usually you don't know how big an impact it's going to have on the herd until it's run its course.
Okay, with that, we'll move into mountain goat seasons and permit quotas. Again, clarifying language about you only get to shoot one mountain goat. We only had one proposed change in the Goat Rocks East from one permit to two permits. And that's down here. 62% support, 4% opposition to the proposal, and there was no identifiable theme associated with the comments we received. And with that, any questions on mountain goat?
Mr. Thorburn. Yeah,
just out of curiosity, are we hunting the units where we've translocated goats?
No, not this time.
No other questions. I guess it's now on to...
I guess I should clarify that doesn't mean some of our translocated goats haven't moved into...
Yeah.
I should clarify that.